the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Guesting for today, Wednesday edition. Hope you're having a good start to your day. If you're still sleeping in and you're not listening, shame on you. Get out of bed. You got to get up and do something. Don't be a bum today. Get out there and get it. Anyways, here is the guesting. Brett Ciancia out of the first break. He is with Pick Six Previews. We talk college football weekly with him. And as you know, he is with us every week of the year. Yeah, playing portion, non-playing portion. He does his homework. That's the reason he is with us. You've got to do your homework. You better have various PhDs if you're going to be a regular here. And he does. Brett Ciancia in about, 15 minutes or so. Top of hour two, Blake Ruffino down in Louisiana. The feeling is with Coach O, it's just when. Probably not if anymore. It's just when. I don't mean W-I-N because he's not now doing enough of that. 19, he did plenty of that, right? But almost 2 years in, he's not doing that to an acceptable level at LSU. His behavior is somewhat erratic. Did you see, it was early in the week, I think it was Monday, and it was a press conference, and Jacques Doucette, who is a TV guy there locally, and he's been on this show, it's been a while, but he's been on this show several times in the past, asked Coach O a question, and Coach O is mad at him because he's the one that put out the video when Coach O was walking pregame UCLA opener and made the comment about the sissy blue shirt. And that got out, and I don't, I mean, he said it. Why would you be upset about it? Anyways, apparently that video was from Jacques Doucette. And everybody's seen it. Matter of fact, we've played it here on the show various times. I think it's pretty funny, personally. But anyways, he got a little, how would I term it, chippy with Jacques Doucette the other day during the press conference. Anyways, his behavior is a bit erratic, and but we'll talk. We'll talk some LSU and the like when we get in. Blake Ruffino, top of hour two. The F&M Bank Hotline, if you'd like to dial us up, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. You want to email this show, BillisKing7@gmail.com, and on Facebook. Yeah, I struggle. I know I struggle there, but on Facebook, you can either go Bill is King or The Bill King Show. I'm not even, I'm not even sure all I've got on Facebook. All those accounts were not set up by me. So now they are affiliated with me, but not set up by me. Karen this morning, I saw this, didn't really pay much attention to it, but, and I don't know if you saw this, the Ole Miss 24/7, now that is not Ole Miss Evie, okay, that's, she's independent. The Rebel Walk is independent, and Ole Miss Evie is our favorite, right, when it comes to all that, we love her. The 24/7 Ole Miss site has had their contract revoked by CBS. One of their reporters, somebody by the name of Yancey Porter, made up quotes from a recruit that had visited Ole Miss. I saw a tweet from the recruit that said, I gave this guy my number, but I've yet to talk to him, and there's already an interview up here. I did not talk to him. These are made-up quotes. This was investigated, and they've had the site owner's contract yanked at CBS. Now, I don't know anything more about it. Karen said, why don't you get Ole Miss Evie on to talk about it? I might later in the week. I've still got to get Catch on. And Ole Miss Evie might be a good addition. Ole Miss Evie's always good. But we do have that Ole Miss Tennessee game, which is interesting. If any of you go back to 09, which doesn't seem that long ago, I guess to some it might, but that's the year that Lane Kiffin spent at Tennessee. Actually, he did a good job that year there. I think they went 7-5, and remember the big controversy was he left in the night to take the Southern Cal job, which was his dream job, but it still rubbed everybody wrong up there. Anyways, Lane Kiffin's coming back. Cosby Cattleman did say on Monday he is pulling for Lane Kiffin, not Tennessee. His team. The team that he buys season tickets to, the school where he graduated, Cosby Cattleman is like nobody else. He says he's pulling for Baby Kiff in that game. They're favored by, early in the week, about what, 3.5 points? Something like that. So, yeah, I'm glad Karen pointed this out. I did not pay a whole lot of attention to it yesterday, but that's an interesting story. Made up quotes. Steven, who's a big Georgia fan, says, Bill, the committee, will it hurt Cincinnati if they win out that they're non-P5 as of right now? Now, they are joining the Big 12, but that doesn't help them today. It depends. There's no clear answer there. Historically, it has mattered, yes. But this year, would it matter? We do have a slot, at least one slot open right now. That's the Clemson slot. And again, I'm going with the chalk. The Clemson slot is open right now. I am right now. Here's who I would slot in the playoffs as of today. Now, today is not the final tally, but as of today, it'd be Georgia. I'd have, after that, who would you have in there? I don't think Iowa's going to beat Ohio State, ultimately. I love what Iowa's doing. I admire their program. You all know I like Kirk Ferentz. But I don't think ultimately they get by the Buckeyes. I don't think anybody in that league's going to get by the Buckeyes. And I know they have the Oregon loss. I saw that game just like you do. I still don't see it. So I'm going to slot in. Now, again, I probably shouldn't have said today. I'm going to slot in Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, if they beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, I would slot them in too, and then you have another opening. Would that be an undefeated Cincinnati team? It might. I think it's unclear yet. I don't think we're far enough along. Their schedule is not attractive at all. The Notre Dame win looks pretty good, but their overall schedule does not have much attractiveness to it. So it's unclear. Now, I think this year it's most possible that a Cincinnati could slot in. I'll term it that way for you. But I don't think we have a clear definition yet. Rock Westfold up in Wisconsin. Bill, somebody saw Chucky incognito sipping Dickel with Cosby in a very dark corner of a bar in Knoxville with a realtor at the same table. We're going to start the Chucky thing, the Rocky Top Chucky thing again. I don't know, and I cannot stand the cancel culture, okay? But I don't know that we're going to see Chucky as a head coach or a TV analyst much anymore after that. Randy, Bill, listening to you mentioning Coach O. Randy's over in, where are you at, Randy? Is it Roanoke? I know you're over in Virginia. I always forget. Sorry about that. Who do you think right now the coach is in trouble, and who do you think is out there that could be hired to turn some of these programs around? Well, I think you just mentioned Coach O. That would be one. Who am I? Look, Manny Diaz isn't going to get it done at Miami. I don't know what the temperature meter reading is, but they're not going to turn any kind of corner with him down at the U. That would be another somewhere on the list. Obviously, the Southern Cal job is open, but I don't think, and I usually have a really good feel for openings and which coaches may slide in there. I don't think we're far enough along yet. Because if your hiring pool is current coaches, they're too busy right now, at least their job description, with their current gig. Now, their agents and all that, they're the ones that are weaseling around behind the scenes with Jimmy Sexton and everybody, right? But I don't think we have a good deal yet who would slot in. I'm wondering if this is the year Hugh Freeze gets the call. Somewhere. Hugh's a very good coach. He was radioactive. I don't think he's so radioactive anymore. Got to remember, my boy Bruce told me, Bruce Pearl, he was ostracized. Couldn't even get a return call from the SEC office. Convinced he could never get back in the SEC. And I'm not saying that's what Hugh Freeze is going to do. I'm just saying things change. We'll get to the guest here when we come back. Brett Ciancia, just getting started. We have busted maybe a fifth of a grade. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We watched traffic volume increase quite a bit, actually, in the last 10, 15 minutes on I-40 eastbound, coming out of Hickman County through Dixon County. Now, they were moving a stalled vehicle not too long ago on 40 eastbound out there around Bellevue. Traffic's picking up now, right on schedule. 24 coming in from the Jolton area. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg. It's underway right now through the end of the month. You still got time. Check it out online at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
R&M Printing reminds everyone to please drive safely, sensibly, and defensively this summer season, especially around our parks and crosswalks. Remember, when a car hits a car, that's an accident, but when a car hits a child, that's a tragedy. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their 30 years of experience for all your printing needs. From company logos to hoodies to t-shirts and more, call R&M Printing today at 615-453-5770 or visit them online at rmprinting.com.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it again. His third road course win of the season, seventh overall. Up next is the Bad Fast Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Check out the Final Lap podcast every single day of the week. Every single weekday right here.
Working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Brett Cianci with us, Pick Six Previews every Wednesday. Brett, this came up just a couple of minutes ago. We can always speculate. If you were slotting the playoffs today for teams, what would it look like?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on. And, the first three that I'll give are the same three that I had in August. I think the Georgia, number one. Oklahoma, now that looks like they've turned a corner, they've kind of clicked on offense with Caleb Williams. Still have that undefeated and a mulligan loss in their pocket here. So I'd go Oklahoma. I'd go Ohio State. I think they're still the best team in the Big Ten, in my opinion. The most consistent down the stretch. I think they're going to win the conference. So those three I had back in August. Now the fourth spot is wide open. My roulette chip pick definitely missed with UNC. But everyone else is with Clemson also missed. So we're all kind of even there in the fourth spot. It's wide open. I'd go with Oregon right now just to have a conference champ in there. It's really hard to predict a scenario where two from one league get in. It's a lot of gymnastics to try and make that work. So as of now, I'm not going to do that. So four conference champs, I'll go with those first three, and I'll go with Oregon.
Brett Cianci joins us each and every Wednesday. This past Saturday, week six of the college football season, what stood out to you?
Well, it was a really special Saturday. I mean, this is what makes college football great. I mean, the way that there were multiple just breathtaking moments. I don't know what the right word is. I don't want to get too gushy, but it was just awesome just seeing some upsets, a lot of back-and-forth games. The Red River rivalry was a huge comeback in a rival game. Even the Ole Miss-Arkansas was just punch for punch. If you like offense, that was your kind of game. If you like defense, Penn State-Iowa was your kind of game, with Iowa just suffocating Penn State with field position and locking down their backup quarterback. But they, beyond the backup, they earned that victory too. So, and of course, Alabama losing is extremely rare. First time in 100 games against unranked teams, they lost a game there. So, yeah, so much to like. That was one of the best Saturdays in a long time.
So many games that grabbed me. The Ole Miss-Arkansas game simultaneously with Texas-Oklahoma was just exhilarating, having those on together. Penn State-Iowa took several turns during the game. Momentum changes. And then, of course, nighttime you had the A&M upset over Alabama. Yeah, that might have been our most, again, you called it gushing, but exhilarating weekend so far.
Yeah, for sure. And then even on top of that, you dig a little deeper. You had Michigan-Nebraska was a great game. Undefeated team there with Michigan going into Lincoln. It's great to see, you know, a powerhouse program like Nebraska just being competitive again with a big atmosphere. I mean, they looked the part. And I know that record on the ticker doesn't look right, but they're better than that 3-4 record shows. So that was another good one. And then others, I mean, you know, I can find storylines everywhere. I mean, Tennessee's offense just exploding for another, 50-plus point game. They're on fire right now. You can go up and down the college football landscape. There's a lot to keep an eye on.
Brett Ciancia is with us. What about that Notre Dame-Virginia Tech game?
Yeah, that was a battle back and forth. It kind of played right down to what the Vegas expectation was. It was 1 point either direction. It was a pick 'em at some time, so it really came down to the wire. Notre Dame, they've had so many close one-score wins, it's hard to really value how much it's hard to predict how much value they really have going forward. They could easily be 1-4, 1-5. But you got to give them credit for surviving and getting W's. So, and then that's another tough loss for Justin Fuente. I know that some Virginia Tech fans are starting to turn up the heat on him a little bit. And coming into the season, I'd say he was one of the hottest hot seats out there. The UNC win in the opener kind of settled them down a bit because that was supposed to be a massive win. It turns out that UNC might not be actually a coastal contender, and you know the hot seat's getting back there for Fuente. So. Very interesting there. You had the upset with BYU, another undefeated team that went in and lost to an unranked team. And I know it's Boise State, and that's a very proud program, but still it was an unranked over a top 10 team. So and the fact that we're talking about that, like eighth on the list, shows how busy and crowded that Saturday was.
Speaking of that, Randy over in the Roanoke area says, do you think Fuente is officially on the hot seat?
Yeah, I think so. Now, what's funny is I thought that he was last year, too. And, the whole storyline last year in 2020, we thought was going to be, with these budgets and the weird season, no one's going to get fired. It's going to be just a mulligan season for everybody. It was the exact opposite last year. It was the wild, wild west again in the coaching carousel world, except for in Blacksburg. For some reason, they were the ones that kind of kept Fuente. They didn't even touch the coaching carousel at all. So it held true there in that one location. I was surprised. But, it was definitely a hot seat coming into the year. And then a couple of these losses, these close losses, are starting to pile up. And, they really need to get back to contending for the Coastal to save his job.
You're thinking on Alabama today as opposed to, let's say, a couple of weeks ago.
Well, there were some issues there against Florida. There was some writing on the wall in that game where they weren't able to stop their run. I think it was 250 or 260 rushing yards to Florida, a team that the last couple of years, as you know, has really struggled running the ball. So that, I know they won the game. It was a tough environment in the swamp, so I didn't want to fault them for it. But in the back of your mind, you thought, maybe Alabama is vulnerable a little bit on defense. And then fast forward a couple of weeks, and here they are, getting passed on a ton by Calzada, the backup at A&M, they really couldn't stop them. So, yeah, there's some flaws there on defense. And if they're not converting in the red zone, like they had a couple empty trips or a couple field goals instead of touchdowns, they lost pace, and A&M pulled it off. So congrats, A&M. That's a monumental win for that program. We've seen A&M building for the last couple of years. They've done everything right in terms of signing the big coach, getting all the booster money. The stadium's crazy, the fans are crazy, and then the recruiting followed, and then the wins followed, obviously, after that. So it's also just unlucky timing where they finally knock off Saban, but it's in a year where they already have that second loss. So I don't know how much damage they can really do, but still a huge win. Yeah, with Alabama, they look beatable, and obviously they did just get beat. So this is not your invincible 2020 Alabama team.
What's your outlook for Clemson?
Man, the ACC is one of the most wide-open conferences I've seen. I mean, I've been doing this now. This is my 10th season with Pick 6 previews. And I don't remember a conference that was just this wide open. I couldn't even power rank him if I had to right now, top five of the ACC. So with Clemson, what that means, in my opinion, is a lot of winnable games. They're all going to be close margins. You're not going to see Clemson with their usual 35-0 blowouts within the ACC. They're going to all come down in the fourth quarter, and they're going to have to really earn each of these Ws. You saw it already with Boston College, took them to the wire, NC State the same, and beat them, NC State. So, yeah, there's not going to be many easy Ws down the stretch. So, you know, the goal for them, obviously, is win the conference, continue their all-time streak. I think it's 6 in a row ACC championships, and that's an all-time record for outright conference title game wins. So they want to extend that. All their goals are in front of them except for playoff. And I know that's a huge goal at Clemson, but you can still have a pretty solid season.
Lane Kiffin's going back to Rocky Top on Saturday. They're favored by a couple of points over Tennessee. Tennessee's offense, as you mentioned, has awakened. And other than they hit a flat spot basically in the second half of that South Carolina game, but they already had about a, 35-7 at the time, so that might have been somewhat of a factor. But the Ole Miss-Tennessee game, how do you see that one playing out?
Yeah, well, I mentioned if you like points, then that Ole Miss-Arkansas was your game. It's going to be similar here with Ole Miss-Tennessee. The over-under in the game's 81 points, which I think would be an SEC record if that holds at kickoff, shattering the one a couple weeks ago between Ole Miss and Alabama. So ton of offense, and it's interesting to see Tennessee just rising out of nowhere, just the offense clicking. This is a program and a team that was really written off by everybody. They thought that with all the transfer portal exodus out of there, with a coaching change, that it would be a year or two before they were competitive. But the way that the offense is scoring is going to keep them in any game right now. Hendon Hooker really clicking as a transfer starting quarterback. So look for a ton of points, and it's going to just be a shootout again.
Oh, I think you're right. I tell you what, and that Arkansas-Ole Miss game, I thought that was the best. There are a lot of really good games. That one was my favorite from last Saturday, though. And Sam Pittman going for two there at the end. It didn't work out, but I thought he had the right thing in mind. They had the momentum. They had the ball. Ole Miss's defense had to be dead. And I thought the play call was poor. There weren't many poor play calls in that game because they put up 50-plus. But I didn't have a problem with him trying to win it there. Did you?
No, it's one of those 50-50 calls. I've seen it both ways. They felt they had the momentum. They felt that it was going to continue to be a defensive shootout, so why not just go for the win right there? They have a huge frame quarterback. I would have maybe gotten him more involved in the run. Jefferson looked incredible in that game, some of the plays he was making. I agree with you that it was maybe the most exhilarating game of the day just because it was punch for punch. It was always within 7 points, and each offense just started matching each other. Every single possession, it was pretty cool. And yeah, Arkansas's receiver, I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but back-to-back just huge catches he made on the sideline using his big frame, and both of those were just some of the catches of the whole day. But on back-to-back plays, it was pretty cool to see. You had the coaching connection where you had in-laws as the offensive coordinator, so it really had everything. I know that it was a little bit overshadowed nationally by the Big Fox game with Oklahoma-Texas, but hey, that's why I'm a big proponent of getting multiple screens on Saturday. So having that second screen with Ole Miss Arkansas going was incredible. And I think with both of those teams, they're solid teams. I think that you have two legitimate top 25 teams and just great storylines at both.
Yeah, Treylon Burks is the receiver for Arkansas, who's probably the best receiver in the SEC. He's a big, strong kid, fantastic. They were showing his hands. They're like 10 inches plus. He's got massive hands. He'll be a big-time pro. He's got all the measurables and everything you need to be a big-time player on Sundays. Brett Ciancia with us. Pick six previews. Brett, is there another game or two that jumps out week 7 for you this coming Saturday?
Well, it looks a little bit light on the schedule, and I think that's just because we've been spoiled the last couple of weeks. But these are the weeks that the craziness can still pop out of nowhere. So, I want to keep an eye on Iowa-Purdue. Purdue's a program that really gives Iowa fits. I don't know what it is over there, but they're Iowa killers, if you will. So with Iowa coming off of an emotional, huge win over Penn State, top five game, storm the field game, Maybe a little bit of a letdown there. I know the line's still double digits, but look for Purdue maybe to hang in there. It's pretty light. Probably my favorite game actually is what could be the Pac-12 South title game, Utah versus Arizona State. And these were two I was very high on in the preseason. Utah came out a little bit flat out of the gates with a couple losses, but since they made their quarterback switch going from Charlie Brewer to Cam Rising, they look completely different. They just blew out USC, their first win in L.A. since, I think, 1910 or something crazy, 100 years. So they look like a great team now. They're clicking. Arizona State, they might just be the best in the Pac-12. So, this is a game I guarantee no one will talk about. No one's going to even know it's on. It's like 10:30, but I'll be wired and ready to watch this one because it could decide the Pac-12 South.
How about that Florida-LSU game? Doesn't quite have the buzz we thought it would.
Yeah, I agree. With the teams taking a couple extra losses than we had expected by this point, but just seeing those two rivals go at it, it's always special. And then when you factor in, there might be some hot seat talk for LSU, maybe some added pressure there. It's a shame they just lost Kayshon Boutte, their best receiver, one of the best in the conference. So, for an offense that needs every break they can get at this point, that hurts. That's exciting. You always like to see those rivals facing off. Auburn, Arkansas is another one in the SEC that I know might have lost some luster just from teams taking losses, but still quality teams, quality top 25 teams. And I know that Arkansas has revenge on their minds after last year where they thought they were robbed of a win. And I agree with them where Bo Nix, he spiked the ball backwards and it was still called a spike instead of the fumble. That flipped the game result. I mean, that really Arkansas should have won that game. So I know they have that in their memory. They're going to go out and try and revenge that.
Tell everybody how they can get all your content.
Yeah, thanks. It's at Pick Six Previews on Twitter and picksixpreviews.com, but more so it's on Twitter throughout the season every day.
Appreciate it, man. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bill. Enjoy.
Brett Ciancia joins us every Wednesday and is very good. Top of the hour, we've got Blake Ruffino talking LSU. Jordan up in West Lafayette, big Purdue fan, and he's been in our prayers. He lost his dad unexpectedly, and Jordan just graduated from Purdue. Jordan, I've got an email. Matter of fact, I don't have time before the break, but after the break, I'll get to it. Good friend up in your area, Chris. I'll tell the story about Chris, and then he has reached out and said, sometime he would like to take you out to lunch or something. Chris is he's an Alabama fan. He adopted them. He's not from down in Alabama. Lives up in Indiana, but he's also a Purdue guy. Doesn't live that far from campus. I think he said about 15 miles or something. But I'll tell you the story about Chris. Yeah, I'll tell the story about him, and then I can put you guys in touch. He heard your story and wants to reach out to you. Anyways, we'll take the break. We're coming right back. Blake Ruffino, top of the hour, Wednesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We see this wreck being cleared on 40 westbound, just past Highway 70 out on the west side. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic is coming the other way on 40 eastbound, coming in through Kingston Springs right now, Dixon County traffic, leaving Dixon County, and Hickman County still positive at the moment. 65 through Brentwood on the increase as well. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing 1 million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together, we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Hashtag Fat Side Up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Give you the clip notes. Chris up in Indy. And many of you got to meet him at Commitments. Our last Commitments, if you'll remember, was 2019, December of 2019. And I've got some Commitments stuff for you, too. I still don't have your link, but I'm going to have that. Just please be patient. But I've had some people ask about it. I will address that, too. But Chris up in Indy. Around January of 2019, might have been December of 18, somewhere in there I get an email, like I get, and it's from a female, and it says, Bill, we're going to be in the 615 in April, coming up in spring of 19, and my husband is a huge fan of the show, Chris, up in Indy. I didn't know them, though, at the time. And could you possibly meet us for lunch on a Saturday? And that's not something I can do a lot. With all I've got going on, I mean, that's something that's really hard for me to do. I want to be so polite to everybody I talk to, but that's hard. But in this case, I just figured, okay, it's way out. It's months down the road, I'll do it. And we get to April, whatever the Saturday date was, of 2019 now. And again, this was Chris's birthday. I want to add to that. And she was going to surprise him. He did not know that I would be there to eat with them. So they go to the Southern Steak and Oyster. And I walk in there, and he is shocked. We're going to have lunch together. And I sat there, and they hit me with questions, and it was fun. No, I had a good time. We had good food, and we hung out a little bit, probably hung out an hour, hour and a half, something like that, and it was just a fun time. It was a really good time. So we finish everything up. I go home. I get an email from his wife after, like, I think that afternoon. Said, thank you for doing this. It meant so much. I didn't want to tell you this prior, but another reason I wanted to meet up and possibly get you here is Chris is battling cancer. And he's in a big fight here. And I didn't want to tell you, Bill, beforehand, because then maybe we would feel like you felt obligated or something. We didn't want you to know this. And, of course, Chris didn't know I was coming. But she said, I didn't want you to know this. I didn't want to tell you, but I wanted to tell you afterwards. And I was very touched by that. Anyways, Chris, that was April. December of 19, he was at Commitments. And they came and had a good time. Some of you met him, and it was all lots of fun. Well, every few months or so, I will hear from Chris, and he's still battling, and he's still doing okay. Now, I don't know where he's at in it, but I got an email from him just overnight. Yeah, so a couple of years later. But again, I hear from them every maybe 3 to 6 months. And the email said, hey, Bill, I just wanted to reach out a couple things. He said, number one, I appreciate you not banning Jeff in the Borough. He goes, as much as I hate the cancel culture, I don't want to copy them. And I think you're doing the right thing, because I do not like what he said, the grave dancing, but I will defend his right to say it. And then he said, tell Jordan that our prayers are with him. And I don't live too far from Purdue, and I would love to reach out and take him to lunch one day. So I will facilitate that. He said it's okay for me to send Jordan his number, and whenever you feel like it, you can contact him. But it was very touching. I also asked him how he was doing with his battle with cancer, and he said he just got off a 13-month chemo treatment, and he's got 4 months where he's off, and he said, I'm very pleased with that, because it's tough. And he said, let me give an example of how hard this is. When you're on chemo, I never heard this before, and again, I lost my mom to cancer. But he said, when you're on chemotherapy, you don't use metal forks, spoons. You use plastic, because the metal taste leaves an awful taste in your mouth, and it ruins everything you eat. I'd never heard that before. And he said, now I can go back to using good spoons and knives and forks and everything. And it's just, he goes, you don't understand the little things at all until you go through it. Because we all take that for granted. I mean, when's the last time you went to your drawer and wondered, do I use the metal, or do I use the silverware, or do I use the plastic? I mean, you don't think like that, right? I use whatever's in there. I don't care what it is. But he said, yeah, it just leaves an awful, it's just awful. It ruins everything. But he's doing good. I mean, he's hanging in there. And I didn't talk to him about Commitments, but I think they plan on being there. But yeah, Jordan, I will pass that along to you. Yeah, I'll pass that. I'll pass that information to you. John in Los Angeles, who was at Commitments. John in LA, in Los Angeles, not Lower Alabama, Los Angeles, who played golf at Southern Cal. Big Notre Dame fan, though. That's where his dad played. Said, Bill, I just booked my flight for Commitments. I got a good deal from Delta. Can't wait to hang out with everybody. Arrived Monday on the 13th. Going to check out more of the 615. Looking forward to it. Yep, John, thank you for that news. I don't have the link yet, but I'll get you guys a link. whenever we get it. But I'm not worried about that. You will not be left out, whoever you are. Got another message yesterday. Yes, the 15th is actually the show from Barlines at the end. The 15th. So if you're coming in, flying in and everything, you want to check in either that Tuesday or that Monday beforehand. Anyways, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We see this wreck being cleared on 40 westbound, just past Highway 70 out on the west side. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic is coming the other way on 40 eastbound, coming in through Kingston Springs right now, Dixon County traffic, leaving Dixon County, and Hickman County still positive at the moment. 65 through Brentwood on the increase as well. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
College football, Tennessee will face former coach Lane Kiffin and 13th-ranked Ole Miss at Neyland Stadium Saturday night. The Volunteers a 3-point underdog. Vanderbilt an 18.5-point underdog at South Carolina. NFL Thursday night tomorrow, the Bucs a 7-point favorite on the road against the Eagles. The over-under 52. Monday night, the Titans a 5.5-point underdog at home against the Bills. The Astros and Red Sox will play in the ALCS. There is one more deciding game for the NLCS tomorrow in Game 5 of the division series between the Dodgers and Giants. In San Francisco, this game of pick'em, both teams at minus 105 on the money line. The over-under is 7. The winner will face the Braves for the pennant. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back and if you don't win in your first bet. Site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Cloudy, highs around 84. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 67. Sunshine for Thursday, highs in the mid-80s. Thursday night, partly cloudy, 69. Friday, sunshine, highs near 83. Friday night, showers likely 54. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network, Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Blake Ruffino, top of the F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. Pat, who'd you say we had on hold? Hawkeye Jason, welcome in, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Hey, I would have called earlier, but my lead singer, my lead karaoke singer, he lost his voice, and I needed someone else to sing Round and Round by the band Rat. And no, Alabama 2010 does not need to apologize for that natty when Colt McCoy got hurt. Bill, I think you've been back on terrestrial radio about 5 years, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what? Let me think. Last show was... Was it the last day of 2014? You're about right. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And you only had 2 hours back then, right?
No, we had three. Well, okay. at the end we had two. That's correct.
Yeah,
that's
correct. Got down. Yeah, I kept thinking of the Monday show. Boy, there's no... It's amazing. It's like, you know, Monday we definitely needed all 3 hours, needed more than that. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, national radio or national TV, sports media, it's like on Monday it's just all NFL all the time, and this is one of the rare outlets for college football. Just want to pivot off of Brent, what he said. It's one of those things, the last time Iowa played, you know, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan State, they won, but then the last time they played Purdue and Northwestern, they lost. Ferentz is only 1-3 against Jeff Brohm. It's just one of those teams that, I don't know, they just don't match up well, or, you know, Brohm knows how to scheme really well. So, like I said, it's going to be one of those, I think it's going to be a pretty tight game.
I'm looking forward to it. It's a physical, you know, manhood type style, which is Iowa versus Purdue and Brohm and offensive innovation, and something's got to give there.
Yep. One more thing, too, is I'm actually rooting for Kentucky to beat Georgia, not because Coach Mark Stoops played at Iowa, but I just want to see the glorious reaction if those 53 out of the 62 AP voters who voted Iowa 2 will move them up to the top slot. Just want to see the reaction to that. Do I think Iowa's the number 2 team? Probably not. But I just want to see the glorious reaction if Kentucky does happen to win. You know, how high would they move Kentucky, and would they actually move Iowa up to 1? And we would just see the college football world, especially the media, just the hysterical reaction. That's kind of what I want to see.
I thought your reasoning would be different than that about Kentucky winning, but I'll keep it quiet.
Yeah. One more thing about Griff yesterday. It's like, you know, I kind of said this too. It's like I didn't like him cracking on Iowa the way he did, but since it pivoted to him venting on Vanderbilt, then I was all for it.
He has to get a shot in at Vanderbilt almost every time.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, it's like Georgia's undefeated, Kentucky's undefeated, and it just seems like, you know, Griff and Jeff are just miserable. I don't know what it is, you know. So.
I got you, man. Appreciate
it. Anyway, take care. Thanks, bye.
Yep, Hawkeye Jason. Kevin Hagan on Twitter. He'll be with us Friday in his slot. Bill, they don't come any classier than Chris and Indy. Honored member of the Houndstooth crew. Glad he and Jordan are going to get to meet up for lunch. Yes, I've got to get that forwarded. Yeah, I got to get that moved forward. Kevin in Dublin. Not Dublin Island. Dublin, Georgia. Bring it today, Blake. We want the latest drama on Ed. We want the coordinates of the fishing hole. We want to know Freeze's flight path from Lynchburg to Baton Rouge. And most of all, please let everybody know how good Fred's in Tigerland really is. Yeah, Blake will be with us here in a couple of minutes. Patton, who'd you say we have on hold here? Jeff in the Borough. Almost banned from the show, but he got saved like a guy going to the guillotine. He got saved at the last minute.
How's your blood pressure, Bill? You doing all right? How's that blood pressure?
It was, when I went to the doctor, it was unusually high. They said, did anything go down that day? And I said, yeah, we had a little issue.
Well, it's part of stress, Bill. You just relax and get that stress off you, you'll be all right. So don't decorate no lockers and you'll be okay. So just don't worry about decorating no lockers in life.
So locker decorating can run the blood pressure up, is what you're saying.
So he was doing fine on that. So, but the reason why, I don't know about Griff being mad, but the reason why I'm mad at last caller, because I want some respect, what I want, some respect. And people like you saying we got no chance to beat Georgia. That's what it is. We got no chance. We might as well even go down there. Because you said, what did you say about Florida, Bill? Florida wasn't playing for anything. Is that what it was? So was LSU not playing for anything Saturday night? They just go through the motions, huh? They weren't playing for nothing. They weren't playing for nothing either, I guess. They got down 42-7.
Coach O was playing for co-eds. He ain't playing for LSU right now.
Okay. Oh, that's what it is. Oh, okay. Well, maybe Rufino can explain. explain that to us here in a few minutes. Explain how we got 330 yards. Which, of course, he's going to bash Stoops. He don't like Stoops at all. He don't like none of our coaches. Calipari, he thinks Calipari is a cheater, like Coach K. He hates Vitale, too, so we know that problem, like I say. And so, you know, he hates Calipari and Stoops and the rest of them. He don't like Stoops at all. He can't stand him. So, you know, he hates him, like I say. He just got to learn a little bit. The big blue wall ran over his butt Saturday night. He's got to learn it. So, you know, everything. But you hang in there, Bill. We'll see if we can play with Georgia for a few minutes on Saturday. Hang in there, Bill.
Thank God the music. Now, the music hits. It's a hard break. That music didn't play because he needed to go, even though it was appropriate. Blake Ruffino's coming up next. I told you he wasn't banned. I told you this. Some doubted me. Yeah, Blake Ruffino coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.